Well, 30% of the people will pretty much vote for any tax measure if it's sold in a good way.
That makes sense.
30% will vote no matter how rational it is, they'll vote no. So we got 33. The battleground is 40%.
The middle part.
That's the ones you're battling on.
I understand.
What can you do for them, and what is it that they find sexy?
But you're right, it's not like a school bond issue or something, because not all the wealthiest folks just say, oh yeah, sure, and check the box, or yeah, I'll pay for that. Because you don't have all those folks who have unlimited source of funds.
We have a different
demographic in town. That middle 40% are not all flush.
I think you flip that, and you find the town probably has a really high percentage of people who vote for schools.
Yeah, because they have kids.
Down the county, and you know, the retired folks aren't there. They probably have a higher if it goes in, but luckily we mix it together, it's fine.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, thank you.
No, not at all. Thank you. Thank you for your help. We really appreciate it.
I'll come back anytime, and if questions come up along the way,
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to head home. The wife is waiting for the ice cream to come back.
Hopefully it's not in the car.
No.
Happy birthday to Tracy. Sorry, I missed her.
Yeah, she had the world's worst birthday.
Birthday, yeah, I heard.
Mother was in the hospital, and she had to go and transport her to long-term rehabilitation care.
I haven't seen her since to say condolences on her birthday.
That was one bummer of a birthday.
I can sort of imagine how
that was.
And then she realized she was married to me, and it's like the whole thing was
going on. Oh, yeah.
On top of that.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care, Duncan.
Excellent, and I wanted to thank Nathan for highlighting an issue that's going on just across the water from us.
Yes.
It was really interesting. I wasn't aware of this, and so I really, really appreciate your intel on this. And I didn't know if you had a chance to read this at all, or maybe even Chief, if you had any intel about what's happening. The only confusion I had in it was service to the rural areas, with the four cities kind of agreeing on a path that was good for them, but not really clear about what was going to happen to the rest of the county. But anyway, I just thought this was really interesting and either worth a discussion today or something to add on. And we've talked about potentially going on the road and maybe going up to Bellingham and having a discussion. Maybe this is a good discussion for us to have with some of the operational people here who are in this transition to find out a little bit more, maybe a little bit more off the record about how they got here and the road going forward, what the finances look like and what all the financial considerations were. So that was just my thought about it, and the only reason I wanted to put it on the agenda this evening.
So a single entity, the ambulance authority, is dissolving, and then each of the four municipalities are taking over their own services.
And it looks like as a private provider that's been doing the unincorporated rural areas, and that's going to continue.
Well, they were also doing elsewhere. My understanding, and I don't know the ins and outs of it, but the county actually had the EMS director. And so the county had an EMS levy, and then they would contract out for services. So a little bit different setup than it is here. So
so they're going from a single to four.
It seemed like a little more, they're looking for a little more local control. Is that, you get that out of this?
That's exactly what I read as. Yeah. I mean, talk about Duncan's turf. It looks like Anacur's, Burlington, Mount, and I mean the one that voted opposed said that, well, no doubt the cities will be able to serve themselves under the new system. He's concerned about the rural communities.
I know two medics that were scheduled. I was going to call them, just chat with them, get their take on it.
Yeah, I was kind of curious what's happening to the personnel as they're going through this process and disassembling, essentially, and strengthening the other districts. I'd be really curious about that.
Oh, and there's also a 7%, 6.5% increase in property value tax going towards this new system
Well, I thought that was separate. Wasn't that decided?
6-year EMS levy and all
this. Yeah, that happened a week before or whatever.
Well, it says it passed, property owners will pay 44%.
And I believe it did
pass. Instead of the county, it did pass. So this is an older article.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I think they were doing that regardless of whether this was going to happen.
Go up no matter what.
That's my understanding.
But I think if you want to find a district that's similar to this one, you talk to Scott Williams from Orcas. I mean, it's a joint fire EMS that does, they do both ALS and BLS, right, with their runs. They have paramedics that...
Yeah. Most of these agencies were doing just the ALS. The city of Anacortes is doing the ALS and BLS. And not shut up.
Good. Well, it was really interesting anyway.
Yeah.
It was. I didn't even know any of this was foot, though, until this came out. So it was very, very fascinating to see that happen as quickly as it
As it seemed to, anyway. Even though it was kind of refuted to not.
Well, they talked about the stuff being on the table for a long time. Yeah. But, and we just decided to pull the trigger now. But,
everything's on the table all the time.
Yes. And it just seemed like very fast track.
Yeah. I mean, basically, they cut out one agency. They disbanded one agency and moved all the EMS services, both ALS and BLS, to the existing fire departments. And they're just taking and splitting up the levy and doling it out to the towns is what they're doing to provide the service.
The ALS providers were staged in the BLS provider stations anyway.
So structurally, it's not going to be a big change. I mean, maybe on the personnel side.
I don't know what's happened to the employees.
I think it'd be interesting, Dan, to talk to some people who are actually working in the system and see how they understand.
The way it read, as they're talking about, they're hoping that some of the paramedics would be hired on by the fire departments.
Right.
And they just change the patch on their shirt.
Right. That's how they make it sound. You never know.
Union contracts.
Who knows? That's right. There's a lot of things stuff that could change there.
Interesting. Great. So for our next meeting, then, we are set to have Pamela join us. Nathan, I think.
Yes, sir. She'll be here.
Yeah.
Great. Good. So we're scheduled to meet then.
Next week, right?
It's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yes. Away from tonight.
Right. Perfect.
Is there an opportunity just to take a couple minutes? I mean, we've had a lot of data and a lot of individuals kind of present and with a lot of detail of information, and I guess I'm just curious kind of how we're going to, as we go forward, we're going to be getting more input, how we're going to start framing or start to at least discuss or start to, put down our thoughts or work on different components of this to start collecting additional information before. I mean, your comment, very well taken, is that you don't even remember back 30 days ago what we got out of Jerry.
Yeah, I know. It was a long time
ago. Brad was even longer ago. So I'm afraid that we're going to, we've been taking a lot of information, but kind of how we start parsing and piecing this thing out. Is that reasonable, or am I just the one?
I've been starting a worksheet at home in my office, and I think it's time.
Good for you.
I think it's time for all of us. I'd like to see a worksheet, a flow chart of some sort that, in order for A happens, you can A or B. If this happens, step, break out all these elements that we have so far. You put dollar tax amounts on them, levy amounts on them, selling the building, building the building, what happens with the annexation. I'd like to see it on a whiteboard, on paper, on a computer, kind of a flow chart, see which direction. I mean, if we go this way, this is going to happen. These are possibilities.
Well, I think we'd have to identify what various options are so that we can have those flow charts, which I think we need to start having, because it's, you listen to Jerry, if I go recall back from both Jerry and Chris Compton, they said that based on the way they look at the budget, they're fine for a couple of years, but it's not sustainable. And I think they're maxed at their levy right now. So, I mean, it's...
And if they've adopted...
It's not a 10-year thing.
This evening, was that... did they adopt their mid-year budget?
They decided to delay it another month. And that was because one of the commissioners, the secretary and financial officer, had not had adequate time to review it. And so it's delayed a month.
But I think you're right on that we should have, and it sounds like you've already done it, Dan, but start laying out some different, you know, here are the different potential options, and then what are the issues, challenges, and then, you know, because each one has different, I mean, we can go the easy route and just say, leave it as it is, and EMS, good luck in 2 or 3 years. And, you know,
or... Well, the do-nothing option's always there.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But I think start parsing that out and then start laying out what we've heard, what the potential issues are, who else we need to hear from. I think that'd be really helpful.
I think it really would inform who we next ask mm-hmm. to come and talk to us if we had a flow chart of what the questions are.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to then... next week, just have the healthcare district present, and then do we want to have a standalone? Then the following meeting, just do a standalone meeting.
Yeah, we should probably do a working session.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
To pull together some of the thoughts.
Yeah, no. I like the fact that Dan's already started with flow sheet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we.
No. You probably have it in your head. I have it in my head, but it's
like. Yeah. You know, the whiteboard and stuff to do this sort of gaming it out thing on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You have a situation in your office. We need to do this kind of working session. I think we'll probably be better there than here.
Yeah.
To do that work session.
Yeah, that would be great. If that's okay with you, Dan. Yeah. That'd be super.
So if I'm here.
When is that? That's the that would be first week? No. What do we need?
The first.
The second and fourth?
Yeah, is it going to be the fifth?
Well, we're meeting the 29th next week.
Yeah, but that was.
That was kind of a makeup.
Yeah, we're making up for the fact we didn't meet earlier.
The hospital district meets the fourth Wednesday and fire meets the second
so
Wednesday.
We have typically met the first and third
on our
targets, but it hasn't worked that way on this month. So.
Gone the 12th and 19th.
I'm gone the 19th and the 26th.
Those don't look like good days.
You said you got in the
19th and
26th. The 19th would have been one of our meeting dates on the 1st and 3rd.
So can we go ahead and shoot for the 5th then?
I can.
Yeah, do we want to... Well, since you can't do the 19th and 26th, and you can't do the 19th either, should we do the 5th and the 12th in September so we have two meetings?
Yeah, that would be great if we could do it.
You're on the 12th? Okay. So much for that.
Yeah. Well, we could really focus in on the 5th of this working program.
Then let's do that. And it looks like we may not actually meet again until October if we can't find a date.
The 26th.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Well.
But I mean.
Are you guys gone weeks or days? I mean, can we shift it a day?
No, I'm taking off the 19th to the 28th. That's my vacation this summer.
Good for you.
Early summer.
But that's
really squeezed it into summer there. Well, I'm here for any of this, so you know we can talk about it next week too.
Okay. Yeah, just take a look at your calendars and we'll get sorted out next week.
And I'm okay if you guys want to meet and I can look at the minutes and catch up. I think if you're going to move this forward, there's going to be times where we all fight.
Yeah,
and
I'm in the same boat too.
Is it more important to brainstorm having us all in the same room and maybe interview people with only four, say, or three?
Yeah.
Or is it better to interview with everybody and brainstorm with less? In other words, my question is, do we even ask Pam if she could maybe come a following time when there's only three or four, as opposed to... And the only reason that I feel like we lost this month and then we lose September without at least being able to brainstorm a session or
we
two.
We do have two. Pam next week and then the week after that, we're all still here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we have two meetings. We can do the brainstorming session the week after PAN, mm-hmm. and everybody will be here. It's the next meeting after that that gets problematic.
Right.
So if we interview somebody else following our working session at Dan's 2 weeks from now, that's the one where we're not all going to be here.
The working session is definitely, I mean, in my opinion, the most important thing.
Yeah, mine as well, and I'm just trying to think if one working session works, or do we go away with topics and then
well, we may
back
want
to
go away with topics and work on it.
And then we'll
so are you suggesting trying to do the 29th and the 5th as working sessions, work through some
issues? Yeah, that's what I was really...
And then turning off Pam?
Pam until the 19th?
Yeah, and I was really trying to... I feel like we've interviewed a lot of people, but we really haven't sat down and started to flush things out. And I got stuff swimming so much in my head, and I don't have an appreciation of where any of you folks are coming from to even just give me a kind of a grounding in one area or a, you know, my reel off. And so, yeah, having two working sessions so that we can sit down and really whiteboard this thing out.
I don't think Pam can do the September 5th though.
No, the 19th.
No, yeah, maybe the 19th probably.
Or the 19th.
I mean, the second meeting in September, which,
yeah, which might
would
only
not
happen.
Include, who was it that could
won't
be?
Won't be me or Dan.
Well, we'd be missing two.
Right, yeah.
So my 19th,
I'm not here.
But I don't know that the district is, in my estimation, while the district is important to have an overview, I don't, the district budget doesn't weigh into EMS's budget, and the district doesn't manage EMS, and so I don't know, do you think Pam is going to really have, I don't know, Nathan, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I certainly had some concerns and wanted to hear from Pam from a liability issue relative to their
building.
Budget operation. So it's not necessarily an extensive conversation, but I did want to
gotcha.
Understand.
Okay, because really the district is EMS.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
We
okay.
Own
fair enough.
Property and that kind of thing.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Fair enough.
That was
yep. Nope. Good point. Good point.
But I like the idea of two working groups or two working sessions back to back, and I know that will kind of mess up. Our schedule, but again, we could do a meeting with Pam with a smaller group, and as we have these working meetings, if there's questions, if you're going to miss it, and you really are dying to ask a question, that would be a way to go. And we could always get her back, and then we get into a position where it's like, wait a minute, fundamentally, we've just run into this issue. We could always schedule it again. So
we have rescheduled Pam once already.
Oh,
yeah, but I'm not excited about rescheduling her.
Okay.
How long would she take?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because she could come and we could start the next time.
We could maybe sketch out a work plan for how we're going to proceed.
That's a good idea.
Why don't we do that?
Let's
do that next week and then have a full meeting.
So we'll stay on schedule.
Okay.
And also gives a chance to put together more of a concept for the working session.
So when we get in there, then the next really maximize our time.
So the meeting with Pam would be here.
Right. We'll just stay here. And then the following one, we go there.
Then we'll do. We'll just stay here.
Fine.
We'll get organized, and then we'll just plan on that working group meeting.
Is there a whiteboard?
Just smaller ones.
Might be able to borrow one.
Yeah, I think for the next meeting, I don't know that we'll necessarily.
Or we could do it on flip charts or whatever.
Yeah, we'll just start to get organized and get that.
But I think there are going to be some ideas we want to throw out and maybe look at a little bit as we flip chart things.
Right. Flip charts.
Sticking notes and charts.
That's true.
Because there's some
good ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, can I ask you a question?
What
kind
sure.
of during the chief recruitment process?
Yes.
Are they, when I say they, are the commissioners, are they looking to hire somebody that would have the potential to run a combined agency, or are they looking at somebody just to run a fire agency?
That this conversation is taking place was in the position announcement, and I think that's why they ended up with 35 candidates, because there's empire builders, and I mean there's numerous different lead-ins to the position. So the people that have made it through the first cut are aware of what this discussion is at.
meaning that they would be comfortable with managing a department of EMS and fire.
I anticipate, from what I've seen, some of them would love to jump into the middle of a maelstrom, and others may not choose that battle, but the capability to properly address it or manage it is one of the things that people are looking for. One thing the board's looking for.
Yeah, as I said, it's more interesting to me is what are the commissioners thinking?
No, no.
Much what the candidates are thinking.
Right.
No, if someone came to the board and said, no, I'm absolutely not interested, I don't think the board would move them up the selection process.
Right. So I'm thinking
because
finalists
they're saying
are
we're
going
not
to
adaptable to begin with. So the finalists will all be aware of the situation, and part of the selection process is ensuring their adaptability and willingness to take it on, should it arise. If it doesn't,
right. I mean, you know, guarantees here.
Just
got
a cushy job.
But the mere fact
if it does, they're going to work for them. they know that we have the board's aware of that.
Brad said it's a cushy job.
Brad just said his job's cushy.
Yes, he is. Yes.
That's on tape, too.
or
whatever they
use.
Okay.
Cushy is always relative.
Yes,
it is.
Well, great. Thank you, everybody. That was a good meeting.
Dick, do you want to contribute anything? To
I was going to say these two guys.
I have a question. After that thoroughly entertaining discussion about the next meetings, Chuck, I have no idea. Could you tell me, what are the next meetings you scheduled? What are the dates?
So
what did you agree to?
The next scheduled meeting
next
is
Wednesday.
Yeah, the next two Wednesdays in a row.
Okay.
So it would be
28th
here on the 28th,
here on the 29th.
Here on the 29th of
at 6:30, and then the following week will be on
the 5th.
The 5th at 6:30 at Dan Paulson's.
Dan, can you email me the address?
669 Mullis Street.
669 Mullis.
And is that a public meeting?
Oh,
do we want to announce that as a public meeting? The word is that
I
don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters. I think we should. Yeah.
Okay.
In the interest of transparency, we've always been.
I'll put that on the website. Then.
Relatively public about things.
Okay.
Are you before or after?
Actually, the 2, 4, 6, 8, more than 10 people make it.
Yeah, but it's just Dick.
Yeah.
I'll show up whether you advertise or not.
Yeah, he's going to come back. So it really doesn't make any difference. We might have some other hangers on. Okay. Never
Brad
shows up every now and again. Because he's got a cushy job, he's got nothing better to do.
He's got a cushy job.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
When's your last day, Brad?
October 31st.
Oh, okay.
They got the door for you?